Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 976 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Ross.
Hi, Pat. This is Ross from mpresta.com, mpresta.com. I am calling you from Montreal, and I am a multimedia advisor, which means that I help entrepreneurs like me think about their business, how to find define their ideal client, and most importantly, how to start their first website and social media pack. So my question here is, how would you differentiate yourself from your competitors? Because every time I go and see other companies who do just multimedia services, I can sometimes feel overwhelmed by all the competition. There's a lot of them, and I'm always thinking about the best way to do things differently, just to add this little something that would make me different. First of all, what I thought is just aiming for only entrepreneurs like myself, because I can maybe easily understand them and know how to talk to them. But even like this, I'm really thinking about how to do the right thing. So if you have any idea about this, thank you very much. And thank you also for everything you do. We really appreciate, especially your Instagram stories that I guess make us feel a little bit closer, you know, and we get this trust that is obvious. So thank you for everything. Bye.
Hey, Ross, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate this. There are a number of ways to differentiate yourself from your competitors. You hinted at one of them, and that is your niche. So you said selecting and focusing on entrepreneurs that are just like yourself. That's essentially niching down. And as they say, the riches are in the niches, although you sound maybe European, so maybe you say niches, and the riches are in the niches doesn't sound as cool, but you get the point. You can select a niche and become that expert who helps that niche only, and you can become known for that. Yes, it's a narrower target in terms of the number of people in the population that you can serve, but because there are less people who are competitors serving that particular crowd only, and I would say try to define entrepreneurs like you a little bit better. What does that mean, entrepreneurs like you? How can you find those people? What keywords are they typing? Where do they hang out? Where are their communities? That's what you need to figure out. So niching down is number one, and I feel like that's the best way to differentiate yourself is to just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be the specialty in this. It's like when you go to the mall and you see shoe stores. There's all different kinds of shoe stores. Each one has their own specialty. If I'm a runner, I'm going to go to the running shoe store. I'm not going to go into, first of all, the walking shoe store, because that is an actual company. I'm not going to go into the casual shoe store. I'm going to go into the running shoe store. But hey, they have running shoes at the large big box retailers too. But you know what? I'm a serious runner, and I'm going to get running advice from people where I know that all they talk about and focus on is running. So be that kind of service if you choose to go down that route. There are other ways to differentiate yourself too. For example, speed. Maybe your competitors offer the service in a week and you happen to do it in 4 days. That could be a differentiator too. Although, please don't just go fast to go fast. Still have quality stuff there, because you can go as quick as you'd like to help serve others. If it's not quality stuff, it's not going to really matter, and it might hurt you more than anything. Speaking of quality, that is another differentiator. Maybe you actually take a little bit more time, but you know what? That's what makes you and what you are offering unique. Hey, you know what? Our competitors do this in 7 days, but we do it in 14, and here's why. It's not because we're slow, but it's because we're meticulous. We are detailed, and we want to make sure everything we do for you is as perfect as it can be. So sure, you can go to the competitors. You can go get their service done in 7 days, but you're going to spend 21 more days afterwards fixing all the things that went wrong. Work with us, get everything you need done in 2 weeks, and you can be sure that there will not be any changes needed. And if they are, they will be on us. That's one way to frame it. Another way to differentiate yourself are the recommendations that come from others. So having specific testimonials from influencers that are known in the space. If you have an influencer recommend your product and other ones do not, they don't recommend other products, well, then that's going to immediately differentiate your product too. So it may be worth getting involved with an influencer in a space that you're in. It might tie also into that more narrow space that you're targeting based on what we said initially, the riches are in the niches. But either way, you could offer to do your service for free for those people to get noticed, to get recommended by them, and that's going to help you differentiate as well. And then finally, you even said this yourself about me and my Instagram stories. Hey, that makes you more personable. We trust you more because of your Instagram stories. So are you doing that? Because that's going to help you stand out, because nothing helps you stand out more than just being you, because nobody is like you. Nobody has your stories or experience or your take on the space that you're in or life in general. So putting more of you and your personality into your brand and sharing a little bit of the stuff that happens behind the scenes like I do, that's going to help you differentiate yourself too. So there you go, Ross. I hope that helps you. You can take one and or all of those pieces of advice and they will be helpful for you. And of course, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Now, for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for listening in today. I appreciate you. We have a clue coming up in a few episodes, so I know maybe it's been a while since a clue has come up. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to episode 900 and you'll hear about what this clue and contest drawing thing is all about. So check that out. But anyway, that's coming soon. But for now, I have a quote to finish off the day, and that is by Arthur Ashe. And that is, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Sometimes the best quotes are just the most simple, aren't they? All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you did, let me know. Shoot me a message on Twitter. That's the quickest and fastest and easiest way to do it. Or Instagram at Pat Flynn. Love you guys. Take care. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.